The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Martin Bastuba, the official board-certified urologist and male fertility doctor of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I always get excited when we bring on to our show Dr. Martin Bastuba. And that is because Dr. Bastuba, he's a board-certified urologist, which means he specializes in sexual dysfunction, male infertility, and helping you, men, please listen up, lead a better life. Good morning, Dr. Bastuba.
Boy, I'm excited to be here, too.
Now, I know this first topic is a condition that not many men wish they had. So I want you to please tell us, what is ED?
Well, it's a great place to start. The National Institutes of Health had a consensus meeting some years back, and they defined it as the inability to achieve or maintain an erection sufficient for satisfactory sexual performance. And of course, that definition leaves things wide open because various couples have various needs, and what may be satisfactory for one couple might be quite unsatisfactory for another couple. And so it is up to the couple themselves or even the single person themselves to define what works for them and what is satisfactory, and it's an important part of things. And it's actually very common. When I was in Boston doing a fellowship many years ago, there was the Massachusetts Male Aging Study that went on, and what we found out was that erectile problems occur in about 40% of men in their 40s, 50% of men in their 50s, 60% of men in their 60s, 70% of men in their 70s, and so on. So it's age-related. Not everybody at a certain age has an issue, but it's quite common, way more common than people might typically think. And so it's not such a big deal to be embarrassed about it. What I can say is that the men typically are much more worried about it than the females are, and that it's not something to be afraid to talk about.
You know, that's what I love about you, Dr. Bastuba. You give hope to people who are going through what may feel like a hopeless situation. So what I want to know is, can you explain the actual physical causes of erectile dysfunction?
There's many causes, many things that can be associated with erectile dysfunction. And about 85% of all the causes are physical. People first start blaming themselves, and maybe their partner blames them. It's in their head. They're not as good looking. They're not as attractive. But the reality is, the great majority of the time, it's a blood flow issue. And so anything that a heart doctor might tell you to try to help your heart, such as exercise, eat well, lose some weight, these sorts of things are very important at trying to regain some of that function. But we need to get the blood pressure under control. And fortunately now, we've got so many different treatment options that I always say, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Take care of the high blood pressure. Get it under control. We don't want you having a stroke or other problems. But once we have that worked out, don't worry. We've got a lot of different options. And so that's an important part of things. And so if there are people out there that are having issues, would like to talk to someone, find out more about this problem, and maybe more importantly, find solutions for the problem, please call us at 619-286-3520. That's area code 619-286-3520. Or you can find us on the web at malefertility.md. And we'd love to talk to you, see you, and get you taken care of with solutions.
Now, Dr. Bastuba, you talked about a lot of physical aspects that relate to ED. Can you also talk about how does the brain play a role in ED?
Of course, the brain is very important. And about 15% of all cases, the primary cause is a psychogenic or a brain functioning type of an issue. But I can tell you 100% of the time, it's part of things. When you're having an issue with that important part of your function, every man, every human being responds to it. And so there's always a psychological aspect of things that we want to address. Men are so much simpler than females. Us guys, if you get them functioning, typically all the baggage that came into play with their loss of function usually works itself out. I mean, part of the problem is that when the man isn't functioning, he starts drawing away because it's the way I put it, you know, if every time you walk through a door, you get hit over the head with a 2x4, pretty soon you don't want to go through that door. You start finding other things to do. And typically the partner then thinks that they don't love them, they're pulling away because they're not attracted, when in fact the man just is frustrated that he's not functioning and he's kind of not the man he used to be. And so when we do take care of things, those issues usually work themselves out pretty quickly for a guy if we can just get him functioning again. And again, if you're interested in talking to me or one of my staff, please call us at 619-286-3520, 619-286-3520, or find us on the web at www.malefertility.md, and we would be delighted to take care of you. You know, we don't just do male sexual function. We also do male fertility, and we do a lot of general urological conditions such as benign prostatic hypertrophy, difficulty with voiding, kidney stones, and all sorts of urological challenges.
And what's so encouraging listening to you speak, Dr. Bastuba, is that treatment options are available. So can you educate us on what treatment options you provide your clients with erectile dysfunction?
The first thing we do is evaluate the patient, take a history, do a physical exam. Once we do that history and physical, we generally want to get some basic hormone testing. For instance, if the testosterone is very low, we would want to address that issue. Once those issues have been addressed, then the first line of approach typically would involve oral type of erectogenic agents, such as Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, Staxin, and each have their own pluses and minuses. But to me, it's like a beauty contest. They're all excellent products. Some work better for one patient than another. Some may have more side effects than another in a certain patient, and so we sort through that. There are a few medications that you should not be taking with these type of products, such as if you have heart disease and you are on oral nitrates like nitroglycerin, nitrodur, then you can't use those products. But the great, great majority of men, it's quite safe for them to use these products. If the oral medications don't work, then there are other options. We have injection therapy. There are vacuum erection devices. And then the granddaddy of them all is a penile implant. If other things don't work, everybody will respond to a penile implant. A corpse would respond to a penile implant. And so we have something for everyone. There is virtually no one that can't be functional if they are interested in regaining that function. And I would again reach out to anyone who's listening. Please don't suffer in silence. Give us a call, 619-286-3520, or try us on the web at www.malefertility.md, and we would love to help you. Please let us show you solutions and get you back on track and regain that very important part of your life back.
All right, Dr. Bastuba, I thank you so much for that amazing information. My producer, Mike, he is applauding loudly. All right, San Diego, I've got great news for you because today is Doctor Day on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, which means I'm going to be bringing on Dr. David Sadat, who is a board-certified plastic surgeon, someone who's going to help you with any sleeping disorders you may have. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.